I'm going to tell you how you can have more vocal confidence. And it goes for everyone, singers, speakers, those who are frightened of speaking in public, those of you that have vocal issues, and especially those that don't like their own voice. And I'm going to start by telling you this. How you feel emotionally will have the biggest impact on not only how well you use your voice, but how confident you feel whilst using it. Now, these emotions are physical feelings that are often, you know, internalized through psychological means. In short, your perception and how you think about your voice dictates how you then feel and end up using it. And that's important because how you identify yourself is really going to affect how you can use and manipulate and change your mindset to be that of someone who is more vocally confident because you are more self-confident. And there's two key principles that I want to introduce to you so that you can start to feel more confident and start using your voice in a more confident way. The first is this. Be careful what you say to yourself. Negative self-talk is only going to lead to negative actions. What do I mean by that? Look, I get a lot of people on this channel who are very down about the way they currently are and they're using their voice. And it's one thing to understand that you want to improve, but it's another to start berating yourself and putting yourself down. The voice doesn't happen to you. The voice is part of you. It's an expression of your vitality. And if you're feeling bad about yourself, if you're saying to yourself, I can't do it, I have a bad voice, I lisp, I stutter, I have something wrong with me, or other people don't understand me, but they can't hear me, I mumble, whatever it is, if you're telling yourself, you're only backing up this story of negativity about your voice. It's one thing that someone else tells you they can't understand you, and it's another thing to tell yourself that no one can understand you. Because if you start believing that, if you tell yourself that often enough, the body looks for ways to make it real. It looks for ways in which to embody these thoughts and make them real. So if you believe you can't, then your unconscious mind and your physicality will ensure that you can't. If you believe you have a problem or an issue which is like physical, and you start thinking to yourself that that is your problem, that is my problem, I have a problem. What you do is your conscious mind starts feeding back to your unconscious mind that you can't and you have a problem. And so your body believes it and then you start acting that way. And this is how the psychology and the emotions can actually change your physicality. And so by thinking badly, by thinking negatively about the way you use your voice, all you're doing is making it real. So what you think, you become. Now, there's a really easy hack to get over this. If you're saying negative things, if you're on my channel saying, I can't do it, how can I overcome this, it's ruining my life, then you've got to change the dialogue first. Before you do anything else, you need to start telling yourself that you can and that you have an amazing voice. And start saying that you're vocally confident, even if you don't feel right now that you are. What's going to happen is, if you start changing the narrative, changing the story consciously, over time, your emotions will get in sync with that and your body will start to act accordingly. And your body will start acting like someone who is confident and who is vocally capable, who is better than you currently are. And it'll make it much more objective for you to actually look at the physical attributes of improving your voice and not focus on the emotional things that are stopping you and holding you back. Yes, I'm telling you to lie to yourself. If you actually have a vocal issue, lie to yourself. Tell yourself you don't have it. Tell yourself you're already the person that you wish you were. Tell yourself that you are the best voice in the world and you can use it for anything. Once you do that, you will free and open up the emotions to allow your body to physically change for the better. And if you're telling yourself you can't or that there's a problem, then your body will only start acting out that problem. Tell yourself you can. It's the most important thing you can do to change your mindset to become more vocally confident. I wish more people knew this. It works in many areas of life. You've really got to focus in on what you can do and what you want and visualize positive things in your life. Scrap negativity. And it also goes for if people are telling you negative stories. If someone says, I can't hear you, speak up, you mumble too much, your lisp is funny, or if people are mocking you or bullying you, then you just have to turn that into a positive. Take those words, write them down, write down what the issue is, and then visualize you not doing that. And then say to yourself, I don't do that. And then take steps objectively, systematically, to make those changes, whatever they are. And you can do it. You just have to believe it. And you've got to tell yourself you can. And if I'm telling you you can. All right? So there's over 300 videos on this channel with ways that you can improve your voice. And many of them cover different issues, but quite often the issues are psychological, like I said. And so many people who have the possibility to have a brilliant voice are just not allowing it to come out, and they're not confident because they don't believe they have the voice. And so by changing these, you know, these stories over time, your body will believe it and you'll be using the voice with much more confidence. But then we get on to number two, because number two goes hand in hand, or for some people, it's the most important one. Some people might be very confident yet not have the physicality to use their voice or sound more confident. And so it's really worth acknowledging that vocal confidence is emotional and it's psychological, but the voice is physical. So if you want to grow and maintain a voice that is physically strong, domineering, authoritative, resonant, clear, articulate, then you need to work on your physicality. You need to work on the muscles that create the voice. You know, we need to look at breathing. We need to look at core strength. We need to look at posture. You need to look at relaxation. You need to look at lengthening, aka stretching. You need to look at resonance, projection, all these things that create the well-being and the physicality of using your voice, the structure and the actual dynamics that, you know, build up your voice to be something that's coherent, clear and resonant and reaches more people. And so with vocal confidence, with actual physical work, the work that gives you the muscles to achieve a voice that sounds vocally confident, will then allow you to communicate better with the world. And once you start to do that, the world will start to unconsciously react back to you like you have confidence. And then when they do that unconsciously, you will start unconsciously believing that you're doing the right thing. And then you'll be able to relax psychologically. Therefore, you'll be more relaxed in using your voice physically, and the loop continues. So there are the two elements. There's the psychology and there's the physicality. But look, what happens when you see someone who's got a six-pack? They look kind of fit and healthy and confident, right? Physically confident anyway. But we don't know what's going on inside, and we don't know the journey that's got them there. This person may once have been obese and now they are slender and have a six pack and, you know, they're all, you know, very trim and lean. But it takes a long time to get there. Even if you're not overweight, to get a six pack and to get it visible, you know, it takes a lot of work. And it takes consistency and it takes determination, but you don't have to push yourself. It doesn't have to be hard, but you do first have to believe that you can. If you think, I'm fat, I'll never have a body like that, then do you think you're going to start maintaining a consistent practice to get yourself that? But also you've got to recognize that it is physical. And so what happens is once you start training, you start feeling a bit better. You start to like have an inner confidence that, well, I'm doing it, and you're, you know, overcoming challenges every day and you're getting better, you're losing weight, and you start to see that, you know, the fat drop off. And then the people that you're around start to notice that. And even if it's unconscious, people just, you know, react to you differently. And that gives you an unconscious self, you know, confidence and self-assurance. And so then it gives you a bit more ability to kind of continue and a bit more of a, you know, a kick up the arse to sort of keep going. And then once you get to this body that's like, you know, very fit and very healthy and very, you know, visually attractive, you know, people will respond to you in a specific way that makes you feel great. And then you'll just have so much confidence, you know, physically. And it's the same with your voice. You will start to notice when people speak like to you and when you communicate with people. The thing is, nothing happens overnight. People don't get a six pack overnight, and you won't get vocal confidence overnight. But if you consider just speaking to yourself positively, saying things that are the person you want to be, imagining yourself, just communicating better, then you can start to work objectively on the physical attributes that make up your voice and the muscles that create the sounds that you make. And if you just say positive things, even if it's hard at first, if you just do daily consistent practice and work on your physicality, eventually you won't really notice it because it'll happen over time, but the world will respond to you differently and you'll respond to the world differently. And, you know, 2 months, 6 months, a year from now, you'll just be able to communicate with the world so much more effectively, so much more clearly, and with so much more confidence that you won't recognize yourself, because you'd have to look back and see how you were the year before, or 2 months before, or 6 months before, in order to see the big change. Quite often it's when people have done my 8-week course, which covers all of this, you know, 65 different exercises in 2 months, you know, building up day after day on, you know, it goes through the breathing, goes through the posture, the core work, the resonance, the projection, articulation, and everything involved, you know, building up consistently day after day. When people go through it, often, you know, because it's 2 months in length, when you do it day by day, you need to really recognize where you were before you started. And I encourage people to keep a diary and maybe mark certain areas, like 1 to 10 of, you know, how did people respond? How did you feel? How relaxed were you in different situations? And even though people, if they don't like mark it down, they don't necessarily notice the difference, but other people around you may do that, may notice those differences. And if you mark these things down 2 months, 6 months, a year later, you will notice a dramatic improvement in how you feel about yourself, according to, you know, the stats of having recorded your journey. And so anyone, you know, looking to start a journey into more vocal confidence and to be able to speak with more clarity, more authority, more resonance, and also that want to just feel or get better about themselves and get over an issue or phobia, then just maybe start a diary as well and keep that going and notice every day how you feel, what the situations you were in were, and how you tackle them differently. But do this as you're, you know, telling yourself positive things and as you're keeping up the physical daily work. And then I tell you, a few months from now, you look back and you won't believe the difference and how much you've changed. And this is, you know, the best advice I can give anyone for finding more vocal confidence, because it takes time. Vocal confidence, it takes time, because it's, you're dealing with psychology, emotions and physicality. And so just a bit on one and a bit on the other, and you will get that vocal confidence before you know it. And, you know, life is long. So what's 2 months, 6 months, a year? Because once you've got it, it's there and you can maintain it. And it's easy to maintain once you've got it. It's that initial push. Tell yourself you can, because you can. And if I say you can, then you can. Thank you for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.